Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Headlines powered by Bowser. Get to Bowser Chevy. Experience it for yourself. Yeah. Art Rooney, the second in a statement today. Ben Roethlisberger and I met yesterday. We had a productive meeting. We were able to discuss a lot of things that relate to where we are and where we want to go. Ben assured me that he is committed to coming back to help us win. And I told Ben that we would like to have him back to help us win a championship. We both understand that the next step is to work out Ben's contract situation. For more, go to our website, 937thefan.com. Right now, it's Pony and Muller.
Afternoons with Pony and Muller. Andrew Filippone and Chris Muller. Sports Radio 937, The Fan.
Presented by Chafe and Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Time for our weekly chat with the great John Clayton, the Hall of Fame writer in Braddock's Own. And a guy that knows a lot about the Steelers. John, how do you translate both Ryan Tolner, Ben's agent's comments, and Art Rooney's comments on Big Ben?
Yeah, Ben's, like we've been saying, is going to be staying, and he's just going to restructure his contract, give them some cap room. He's probably not even going to take a pay cut. So it kind of worked out the way that I thought it would. I mean, certainly there was some reservations a week ago when they really hadn't started talking. But when it first came out that Art said that they had to do some adjustments, which of course is understandable because a 41.2 cap number was not going to work. Mm-hmm. You're thinking, okay, well they'll just try to work it out. And Ben came out very quickly, maybe within a couple hours, and saying, hey, I'm willing to work with that. So they had the meeting. Now it's a matter, because one of the things that they have is that $11 million roster bonus. And you saw that with the Hayward deal, that they just took that $7 million and then stretched it over the remainder of the contract. So they'll do that and probably do a bunch of void years and all that stuff. But it means Ben is still going to be Ben, and Ben will stay with the Steelers.
John, before we go, we might need to get you some tea and lemon here. You all right, my man? We might need to give you some water. I'm freaking out. You all right, my man?
I'm good.
Okay, good.
Everything's good.
All right.
John, I got a question on further parsing, I guess, especially Ryan Tolner's statement specifically. Do you get the sense that Roethlisberger might not want to limit himself to one more year with the Steelers, that he might want more years and think he can keep playing past this upcoming season?
Probably, yeah. Wouldn't surprise me. Because I thought the thinking all along is that it was going to be two more years past this year. And so I would think that would not surprise me that they'll do the void deal for like 2023 and maybe a little bit longer than that. But no, I think that he wants to continue. Clearly at this stage it's going to be year to year, but at least the cap is going to be bigger in 2022, so they can make the adjustments there. And if they have to take the big cap hit, they take the big cap hit. But overall, I think that wouldn't surprise me if Ben wants to play more than just 1 year.
Yeah, when the agent says my client still has a lot left in the tank, I don't take that to mean he's coming back for one more ride. Do you, John?
No, I don't. Because, again, my thinking all along, it was going to be most likely taking it to 2022 and then maybe see where it's going to be after that. Because you notice that each year Kevin Colbert just does one-year deals, and he's on a one-year contract that'll get renewed at another year. But I think both are kind of taking it year to year. But I think that Kevin stays at least through the Ben term, and Ben you know, came back and he got the 11 wins to start out the season. Certainly he struggled down the stretch. The whole offense struggled down the stretch. But, no, I think it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, he locks it in for a longer-term deal.
John, what reason is there to believe that he, Ben Roethlisberger, and this team will be better this coming season?
They're not going to be as talented, but then you look and you see around the whole National Football League, you can say that about a lot of teams because the cap is going to take a big toll on everybody, and particularly a little bit more in the Steelers than most teams. I mean, you've got about 13, 14 teams right now that are over the cap, and then that doesn't count, you know, when they have to pay their restricted free agents, which, of course, that's like $2.183 million when they have to do a whole bunch of other stuff with, you know, extensions and things like that. I mean, you can pretty well see there's a good chance that Andrew Villanueva is probably going to end up leaving the team and probably going to like a team like Indianapolis because Anthony Costanzo ended up retiring. So yep. They need a left tackle and they want to win now. You can see it's going to be hard to keep Bud Dupree. It's going to be hard to keep, you know, the cornerback situation. So again, the team is going to be less talented, but you can go through a lot of teams and say the same thing.
We're talking to John Clayton here on 93.7 The Fan. John, my whole wonderment over this whole saga, because it feels like that for us here. It's been very soap opera-like. Do you like soap operas, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital? That ever do anything for you, John, or no? Not enough time?
Not for it. Not for me, but my wife watches it all the time.
Really?
So when I'm upstairs, okay. I have to...
Yeah, so she's very loyal to one show or another, because I feel like if you're into the soap operas, you have an absolute. It's not just like I like soap operas. It's I like this one specifically.
Yeah, Days of Our Lives, I think the one she likes the most.
That's the gold standard.
It.
Yeah.
She'll she'll tape it, and then after it runs, then she'll you know, zip through the commercials and try to watch it in about 40 minutes.
Oh, that's a brilliant move.
That's a veteran play right
the
there, in my opinion.
DVR and cut down an hour show into 45 minutes is definitely someone that has some experience with that. But but getting back to my question before we got sidetracked, if it were as simple as, okay, Ben, don't worry about your money. We're going to find a way to get you just as much money. We're just going to fool around with the salary cap to make it work. Why did we have such a convoluted statement from Kevin Colbert about his future last week? Why did it drag all the way from, you know, when the season ended the first week of January up until now, John, without really having a good sense for whether he would be back or not, if it was as simple as, you know, you're not going to lose any money, Ben. We're just going to fool around with the salary cap to make it work. I can't reconcile that.
But understand, it's like even as of today, which would have been you know, right around the time, a day or two before they would announce what the cap was going to be, because I'd be in Indianapolis in the combine. In fact, this is the first combine that I've missed since 1990. But they would usually go to the combine and get the deal done, but nobody knows what the cap's going to be yet. I mean, they think it's going to be 180.5, could be as high as 185, but nobody knows.
But do you think the cap number really matters? I mean, like, obviously somebody like Omar Khan and Kevin Colbert have to, like, manipulate the cap. But they could have told Ben, we still think you're good enough. We want you back on the team. Don't panic or freak out, right? I mean.
Yeah, but I don't think that they – I don't think the way that Kevin phrased it was causing Ben to freak out and panic.
Okay.
Because all he basically said is he's our quarterback now. He said he wanted him back. But again, you know, yes, Kevin's very honest about everything, but you don't know until you know. And of course, at that time, they hadn't had their meeting yet. And so now, you know, Tolner's and Ben and all that have had their meeting and they've talked through things, and now everything is going to work out.
John, the upheaval with this offseason, just with the combine and the way it's going to be, you know, again, different like last year to try to identify players, do you think that's going to make it tougher to have an instant impact draft class? I know the Steelers managed one last year, but it seems like that's a tall order to ask of a team 2 years in a row.
Oh, no question about it, because, again, there's so much strange information. Like, for example, I mean, there is no combine, so you don't have the common times where everybody's running on the same track and being able to do all the same things. You don't have the same drill work. The drill work isn't done by professionals. It's done by college coaches. And, again, there's no attendance. I mean, you really can't go and watch a whole group of players and then interview the players and do all those different things. And so with that, the fact that there's a bunch of players that will be drafted in the first three rounds that have not even played football in 2020. So there's going to be a lot more mistakes in this draft than any that I can ever imagine, because again, the information is just all over the place. It's, sure, you can spend more time watching tape and film and stuff like that, but is that going to be enough to do the normal jobs that everybody's trying to do? So the mistakes are going to be plentiful in this draft.
John, where do you think this leaves Mason Rudolph?
Right now, competing against Dwayne Haskins as a backup quarterback.
But how about long-term with the Steelers? He's only got 1 year left on his deal.
Yeah, I think he'll be gone unless they believe he's going to be a good enough backup to sign. But, at some point, and that's not going to be this year, but some point in the next couple years, they've got to start thinking about who they can draft that can maybe be the quarterback of the future. That's why I thought it was interesting that Haskins did sign. I know he came over and he took he was trying to choose between Carolina and Pittsburgh, and so he ended up taking Mike Tomlin's agent, and that kind of swung the deal so you know he's going to be there. But Haskins has starting ability because, again, he started. He was a former first-round pick. But, again, he was such a disaster, I guess, for the Washington football team that I don't know if you can count on him. But I think that that was one move.
But do you think this Ben agreement or compromise that they're working on, does that make you feel like it closes the door on Rudolph as the Steelers' future franchise quarterback, John?
Well, I guess if it's going to be year-to-year, and I don't know if they even thought that Rudolph was going to be good enough to be the quarterback of the future, starting quarterback of the future. They ended up going 8-8 in the year that Ben was out and Mason was there. But also, he struggled so much that it was not going to be, it's one where it's like, okay. I mean, he's had his, have his four-year career, but more than likely they'll move on after that.
John, I know every year is different in the NFL, but I think a lot of teams, the Steelers we know, feel this way, that they're always in it to try to contend for a Super Bowl. In any given NFL season, in your opinion, if you're being honest about, teams' chances, how many teams can realistically win the Super Bowl in a given year? Is it 8 to 10 have a legitimate shot and the rest are just telling themselves that, or what?
That's usually maybe 4 or 5 in each conference.
I mean, are the Steelers one of them?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, certainly they were last year. I mean, they won 12 games. They had an 11-0 start. They've got a lot of talent. They're going to lose a lot of talent on the offensive line, and that's going to be something that's going to be a real challenge for Kevin Colbert to try to find replacements, because now they have to replace a center, most likely a left tackle, and we'll see about Matt Fuhler, the guard. So there's going to be a lot of change there. They've got to fix the running back situation. But no, again, I mean, what makes you a contender? A good defense, a good running game if you have it, and a great quarterback. And their defense has been good. They certainly have a great quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger that keeps them in contention.
You left out the run game part, John. I noticed there.
No, I said I said the run game, but obviously they're 2 for 3 in that regard.
That's
because
conspicuously absent.
The run
they were
game
last.
Wasn't there,
right? Man, John,
that's
I got to tell
you, my first mock draft, I haven't taken Najee Harris from Alabama, the running back.
Oh, okay. Now, do you know if they like him or not, or is that just John Clayton speculating on this one and thinking?
I would have to think that they like him. Yeah, I can't imagine why they wouldn't. he's the number one or number two back in football. Now, again, you can see the way this league goes now is you don't necessarily have to get that running back in the first round, and the way that the Steelers usually draft, they end up usually taking a linebacker or a defensive player in the first round. But again, I think that. Knowing the importance of the running game and knowing that there's change in offensive coordinators, change maybe a little bit in offensive philosophy, I could see Najee being that first-round pick. Now, the question is going to be, does he get past the Jets at number 23? And, but that's that we so early right now because, again, here we are with no combine, no real depth of being able to figure out how everybody stacks up against each other. The other thing is kind of a slippery slope is that you don't have the interchange between agents and teams where they're talking about, so you like this guy over this guy and all that stuff. All that's gone. So there's a lot of information that kind of throws the mock drafts a little bit off. But right now I have them taking Najee Harris.
John, I want to go back to your standing or your statement about Roethlisberger, that his ability still, his level of play makes them a contender. What is it about his level of play, though? Because I could argue that the last several games gave a lot of people here great pause in considering him, you know, among the league's elite still.
Yeah, but also, what about the first 11 games? what went on there? They won 11-0, and he performed at a pretty good level. Now the question is, because you can go back to even some of the latter years of Tom Brady in New England, Drew Brees in New Orleans, you know, in that second half of the season,
right?
You know, either guys started to slow down a little bit. Their throws weren't as strong. They're older quarterbacks, and they start to wear out a little bit. You know, and in the case of Ben, you know, Ben did come back from the elbow problem, and, you know, it maybe wore out a little bit. Maybe the offense wore out a little bit. But again, you can see a little bit of slippage. Now, you didn't see it in Tom Brady in the second half of this season. You certainly saw it in Drew Brees. But in the end, it's like a good quarterback and a great quarterback keeps you in contention, and Ben still is good.
John, I want so badly to see it your way and have a more optimistic view on not just Roethlisberger, but the Steelers for 2021. My struggle is the reason, a big reason why I think they started 11-0 and Ben Roethlisberger was in MVP conversation for the first half of the season, is because it took the league a little while to adjust to the Steelers' offense going from, you know, Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant, air it out, you know, the ball's downfield, you know, they're taking deep shots and stuff, to just being this dink and dunk offense. And by the time defenses got smart to that, this is just me now, John, I didn't feel like they had a plan B. I didn't feel like, and if they had a plan B, why did they wait? I mean, if Roethlisberger could really push the ball downfield and make those plays, I don't know why they never really adjusted in that way this past season. Your thoughts on that?
Well, did they not change coordinators? So it's like, you know, some of that has to go on the offensive coordinator. And, you know, they made a change there, and they made some other changes on the coaching staff offensively. But, you know, that goes all into it. So in other words, you know, if the adjustments weren't there, the adjustment was made after the season to change coordinators.
Yeah. You think J.J. Watt comes here?
No, I don't. I think it's going to be Tennessee, Buffalo, or Green Bay. Probably more Tennessee or Green Bay. Outside chance at the Raiders, but you know they can't afford him. Now again, I'm so anxious to see what he ends up getting, because one thing, if you notice, and particularly in a year like this, if you're going to be a veteran player in the mid-30s, which he is, you may have struggles just to get a $10 million a year contract. I mean, last year, for example, Ndamukong Suh, of the guys in their mid-30s, got the best free agent contract at 1 year, $8 million. And what you're going to see this year is you're going to see a lot of the guys that we were expecting to get, you know, $8, $9, $10 million, getting $6 and $7 million. So I'm anxious to see what Watt's going to be able to get.
You said Tennessee, Green Bay, and Buffalo, John. Those are the three you're hearing? Tennessee, Green Bay, Buffalo?
Yeah, then Raiders, too.
Okay.
John, continue. I wanted to let you finish here.
What's that?
No, I wanted to let you finish on Watt, and I wanted to get one more question to you that we won't hold you to the answer here, because free agency hasn't started, no team has drafted, but we now know that Ben will be back. If you had to pick an AFC North division winner today, knowing that Ben is coming back, what team would it be?
I'd still say Baltimore or Pittsburgh. Cleveland's going to be in the mix because I think they're going to have a pretty good off season. You know, Baker Mayfield played better down the stretch. So I think it's going to be a good three-way mix right now. With, you know, I don't know if any of the teams in this division now can get to 10 to 12 wins, because it's going to be difficult because the schedule is going to be tougher. But I'd say right now there's a good chance that you could have three 10-win teams in this division. And, of course, what helps it out, you still get to beat up on Cincinnati for two wins.
John Clayton, NFL insider, and a guy that doesn't like soap operas, but is but Mrs. Clayton does.
Yes.
There you go.
That is correct.
Thank you, John.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.